Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Helen.
And you're listening to the Squiggly Careers Podcast. This episode is part of our Skills Sprint series. We've recorded 20 episodes, each less than 7 minutes long, that we hope are going to help you to build some career development momentum. In every episode, we talk about a squiggly skill, what it is and why it matters, share an idea for action each, and give you a go-to guru and a podcast episode so you can learn more. And we want you to turn your skills sprint into a learning streak. And so for everyone who completes a 20-day learning streak, we'll be offering you a free 5 skills to succeed in a squiggly career virtual workshop in September. If you post about your progress on social and tag us at AmazingIf, and we'll be in touch to tell you more.
And in this skill sprint, we're going to be talking about strengths, which is one of our squiggly skills that we featured in our book, The Squiggly Career. So this is one that we talk a lot about, and we've got lots of different ideas for you. So we've had to work really hard to only focus on two. But let's just focus on what they are and why we need them for a moment, if it's not already obvious. So strengths are the things that give us energy. And I think it's really important that we don't say strengths are the things that we are good at, because there may be some things that you do that you actually are quite good at that you don't really enjoy doing. And so you don't want to be defined by those things. Being defined by things you're good at that you don't really enjoy doing is not a great recipe for success in your squiggly career. Starting with what is the work that gives me energy that I really want to be known for? That's what we're talking about when we're thinking about strengths and squiggly careers. And when those are the things that stand out, when they're the things that we get known for, it means that we get to do more of the work that we enjoy, because people will basically spot opportunities for us to use our strengths. That's a bit of a win. And it also means we increase our impact, because the more we do, the better we become at it. So really thinking about your strengths is a bit of a win for you and also for the team that you're working into.
So my idea for action here is practice sharing your strengths stories. So often I feel it's a bit fake and probably not that helpful unless you are in an interview to kind of go, well, my three strengths are, and this is how I use them, and this is how I'm going to improve those strengths. When do we ever have those conversations? And even in a career conversation, say with our manager or our mentor, it's very unlikely that that's how we're structuring those kind of conversations. And also, I think we tend to feel more comfortable with stories. You don't even need to use the word stories. It's just examples of the work that you've done that really bring to life kind of you at your best, you using your strengths. What are the examples of things you've done that you feel most proud of in terms of your strengths really showing up and standing out and making a difference? And the other benefit of stories is they're much more memorable. So if I just tell you my strengths, like, oh, I'm a great creator, I'm brilliant at starting stuff from scratch, like, okay, fine. But if I then give you an example, if I then, you know, talk about, okay, so when it was lockdown one and, you know, we were in quite a challenging moment in our business, we created this new Ask the Expert series for our podcast, which meant that people who actually had got a bit of time on their hands suddenly said yes to us that previously would have said no. And actually, I'm always really proud of the fact that we created something not only from nothing, but also from a really hard situation. And that feels much more memorable, you know, and I could talk about that a little bit more and give you a few more details. I always love Babette Buster's work on do storytelling. Brilliant. It's a very short book on storytelling. And she talks about things like the importance of gleaming details and how when we tell stories, it sort of connects the mirror neurons in our brain. I talked about lockdown one, then you were probably fast tracked back to lockdown one and all the challenges that that brought for everybody. And if it's useful to have a bit of a structure for those stories, SOAR can be helpful just to think them through. You don't have to tell them in this way. But SOAR stands for situation, opportunity or obstacle, action and result. And it just helps you to frame sometimes the stories that you share. So it might just be worth you thinking about that. Like so far this year or in the last 6 months, what are the two or three stories that you would share with someone to sort of show yourself at your best? And often when we describe them in stories, we sort of feel less sort of uncomfortable about talking about those things that we are really brilliant at.
And my idea for action is about stretching your strengths. So this is where you take that thing that gives you energy that you want to be known for, and we're trying to use it basically with more people and more places. And the principle behind this is the more you use it, the better you get. So I always think of it as like frequency builds competency. And the more people who see it, the more opportunities you get to use it, because you get into that them spotting opportunities for you. So when you're stretching your strengths, a couple of things here for you to think about. Oh, how far am I really stretching them? First of all, regularity. So that's how often are you using it? That thing you want to be known for. Just think about the time that you spend working in a week, how many hours are spent using that strength. The second is range. So how many different situations are you using that strength in? If it's just in the same meeting every week, for example, then it's going to be used in the same way. But if you're using it on a different range of projects, you'll be using it sort of in different ways. It'll be getting bigger, it'll be getting better. And the third one is reach. So you really want to be thinking about, who am I reaching with that strength? The further your strength goes, the more people it will be seen by. And when you've got your regularity, your range and your reach really sorted, then you're going to be stretching that strength and improving it and really kind of building your brand and your reputation around it too. And our go-to guru on this, who is actually the person who really taught me to think about strengths as energy rather than what you're good at, is Marcus Buckingham. He's written several books on strengths, so we'd definitely recommend looking at him and his work.
And episode 122 of our podcast was on how to make your strengths stand out. So that's it. That's number 20 of our Squiggly Career Skill Sprint.
I shouldn't have said that. I should have gone, woohoo! Yeah.
We hope you found it useful. We'd love to know. Please just email us, helenandsarah@squigglycareers.com. This is a new format for us. Does 7 minutes work for you? Do you feel like you've had ideas for action that felt relevant and relatable that you can go away and do something with? Is this something you've worked through with someone else, like a work best friend or as a team? So give us some feedback so we can figure out whether to do more of these or whether this was a good experiment, but perhaps we need to make some changes for next time.
And if you want to repeat the sprint or you want to share it with other people, all the resources that we've created, so badges and we've got Ready Steady Sprint document, all of that will stay on our website. So if you go to amazingif.com and you go to our free career toolkit, you'll find everything to do with the sprint there and also lots of other toolkits to support your squiggly career. But thank you so much for sprinting with us. We really appreciate all your squiggly career support.
Bye everyone.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.